Good morning, everyone. Day six. Welcome to day six. Never sent, never signed. That is referring to what Abraham Lincoln would do whenever he felt the impulse to tell someone off. He would compose these hot letters. They were basically venting when he was angry or upset at someone. And at the bottom of the letter, instead of, sending the actual letter, he would write, never sent, never signed. That would be the sort of the modern day equivalent of you and I, writing something, responding to a text that angered us, but never actually sending that text. And that's a really important thing to do when we are angry, not to respond in anger and to become a disciplined kind of individual where we, A, internally, emotionally, don't feel the anger. That's what the Rambam, the great Maimonides, said, that one should try to get to a place that previously angered a person, no longer do so. But even if we can't get to that level, what can we do behaviorally, just on the action level, not to display the anger? Because we always say and do things that we regret when we are angry at other people. And the reason we do that is because we get angry because of fight or flight. The body releases adrenaline and other hormones into the bloodstream when we're threatened, either to fight back or to run away. And that in turn causes us to think less rationally because there's less oxygen going to the thinking centers. And that's why we've all probably done or said something foolish in a fit of anger. The Rambam Maimonides famously wrote that whenever one becomes angry, if he is a wise man, his wisdom leaves him. If he's a prophet, his prophecy leaves him. In fact, the Stipler, the great rabbinic sage, once asked, how come the Egyptians, right, the ancient Egyptians that enslaved our ancestors, right, they were smart people, they built the pyramids. And yet, when the Maka, the plague of frogs, came about, the rabbis teach that how did the frogs come about? There was this one huge frog, and an Egyptian hit the frog and it multiplied into two. And then he hit both frogs and multiplied into four. And it just kept happening until Egypt was filled with frogs. And the Stipler asks, I don't understand. Well, why, once the Egyptians see that every time they hit a frog, it multiplies, why didn't they stop? And he said, precisely, because that's what happens when we get angry. We can't control. We're literally out of control. And the question is, how can we control ourselves? So one simple suggestion I gave in the chapter is to take a deep breath. I know it sounds very trite and simple, but breathing slowly through the nose, out the mouth, actually calms us down. It activates our parasympathetic nervous system, which helps the body relax. And it's a simple and very, very useful tool in dealing with anger. And also what you can do is, instead of writing something back nasty, show it to a third party or let it sit for a couple of hours. You don't have to send the email or the text right back. You can wait a little and then look at it a little later when you've calmed down a bit. This is a very, very important idea. And I mentioned in the chapter also that Chafetz Chaim related, one of the great rabbinic giants of the last century, related how he had anger before then, he had anger issues. He would sometimes be seen by his students late at night speaking to himself, trying to control his anger. I also mentioned in the chapter Rav Nachman of Breslov, the great Hasidic master, worked his whole life in order to get his anger under control. And this is not a simple thing. I'm going to give you one last suggestion as to what to do. And that is to look at the whole person. What does it say in the ethics of our fathers? It says, Have I done it kol hadam lekav zchut? We're supposed to give people the benefit of the doubt. But the language in the text of the ethics of our fathers is very, very simple, very, very clear. Have I done et kol hadam lekav zchut? Judge everyone meritoriously. Now the pshat, the simple interpretation means, don't just judge certain people favorably. Give everyone the benefit of the doubt. The other interpretation, have I done et kol hadam? Judge the whole person. Look at the whole person. Why do we get angry with people? Because we zone in on that which makes us angry at them. They just said a nasty comment. They just did something really terribly unthoughtful, unkind. And we zero in on that. If we could look at the whole person, have I done et kol hadam lekav zchut? We could look at the entire person and we could realize, yeah, this person said something so nice. But that's the same person that was there for me on my birthday. That's the same person that was there for me when, I had an issue with my girlfriend. We're good friends. I need to look at the whole person. If we can look at the whole individual, I think it'll also help us deal with our anger issues a little more. So I asked them the question, I'll end with this. What situations generally make you upset or angry? And what practical steps can you take to be calmer in such moments? Deal with it on a behavioral level. Answer the question, the thought question. It's on page 23 in the book, chapter 6, because you can come up with some kind of device like Abraham Lincoln did, or the breathing, or whatever it is, and think about now what makes us angry so we can be prepared next time, we will have done something very important during this month of Elul. Have a great day.